Hey girl, and welcome to the L Potential Podcast. If you've got big dreams but don't know where to start, then this is your cue to keep listening. You've got this inner voice inside of you that is telling you that you are meant for so much more. And you're not wrong. There are 7.8 billion people in the world, and you are not meant to play small, to stay small, or to stay stuck in your current environment. My name is Brittany Tibbetts, and I am so passionate about growth and expansion. I mean, so passionate that I have teamed up with a group of powerhouse women, women of all different industries, who will share their steps, because there are no secrets, and what they did to break the barriers of their past environment so they could break the mold, tap into their potential, and reach that next level. And we all want you to do the same. We're cheering for you. As women, we know that we propel further faster when we support each other. So if you haven't done so already, please subscribe to this podcast, leave a review, and follow me on my Instagram at LPotential. Now let's pivot from our doubt and into our power by curating the lives of our dreams. You know you are meant for so much more, and your time is now. What? Like it's hard? Hi, and welcome back to another episode here on the L Potential Podcast. I have put together a very special episode. I am so grateful for our community that we continue to build, and I'm really excited to share some of the best advice that we have received from the different powerhouse women that have been on. March is a very special month. It is Women's History Month, and I know you've seen all the buzz on social media last week celebrating and honoring International Women's Day. So I thought it would be fun to do an episode where we honor and celebrate the past guests that we have had on the podcast. I am sharing with you some of the best advice that they wanted to leave our community with. I know this is a bit different. I would love it if you could share your feedback on Instagram with me, but I know you are going to leave feeling incredibly motivated, inspired. So let's dive right in. Here we go. What final message would you leave the L Potential community with?
You are a queen, and you can attract anything you need if you dress for it.
Ooh, I love that.
An advice would be that nobody's going to do it for you, so you have to do it. If it's what you really want to do and you're determined enough, you just have to do it. And if it pays off, it pays off. And if it doesn't, just go back to the drawing board. You can always come home earlier if it's really that bad, but it probably won't be.
All the hardships that you went through, when you're going through it and you're living through them, they suck. It's not fun. None of us like it. But I will tell you, things that I've been through, I would never take them back. I mean, of course, they were painful and hurtful in that moment, but I don't think I would be the person who I am today if I didn't go through that, if I didn't experience that and take the lesson out of that and then use it as a tool in my toolkit to then get me to where I am now.
100%. 100%. You know, what I'm learning too with some of those hardships that you go through, some of them could be very traumatizing depending on what it is, what the situation is. But again, the lesson behind it, you know, all that you've learned behind it, all reason. It's all a reason. It's all a purpose. It's all a reason of why and how it shapes you. And I've learned that a lot with, again, going back to situations and experiences, is I really, really try to look at the lesson behind it.
Do you have any final messages that you would like to leave the L Potential community with?
I believe everyone should believe on themselves and know that all goals is achievable. And there is no goal that is not achievable. You can accomplish absolutely anything you want. There is no way that no goal cannot be achieved.
This is like one of my biggest pieces of advice, just always to soften your heart, whether it's towards a certain person, towards something you thought was going to happen or might not have, you know, soften your heart to new ideas. Just don't be so hard-hearted when you come and present yourself with kindness and joy. You know, opportunities come your way and things will happen for you if you just keep pushing along.
And you say it, and I'm sure during that time, it was one of the most challenging times for you to give up your security and your stability of working in the cargo ships and taking that risk. For someone who's listening right now, what advice would you give them if they're going through something similar where they're not where they want to be, they're sacrificing, they're almost stuck in a place, an environment that they don't want to be in anymore, and they know there's more out there for them? What advice do you give them?
My advice will be this. If we don't have the darkness, we will never get the light, they say. It means if you're having tough and bad days, it means you need to leave from there. You need to take risk and you need to see other opportunities. The confidence zone, it's okay. I mean, we like to be there. It's okay. You learn everything. You do everything. You feel like you are at home. But if you stay always at home, you never learn outside. You never learn the world. We need to go out of it. So if we take risk, I believe this happened to me. All these beauties will come to us.
There is no time. So whatever time you have on this earth, make it count. You know, try to find your purpose and remember that finding your purpose and like really just getting close to your purpose and finding that purpose is something that is always going to be attached to the service to others. You know, when you are in the service of others, many doors begin to open up for you. So that's what I would say. And, you know, that's what's worked for me ever since I started understanding what my purpose is in this world. It didn't happen overnight. This was me building. Understand that who you are at 20 is not who you're going to be when you're 40. And there's so much time. And I always go back to there's always time and there's always, you can always start from where you are, no matter what age you are, no matter what you've done in your life.
Stop waiting to start.
Yeah, start. There's no time. There's no time. There's so little time. So
yeah,
just continue to move towards your purpose. Yeah.
I love that.
The message I just want to leave everybody with is if you are thinking about starting a business, you have an idea, no matter what stage you are in, I think you should just jump right in and start. There's never a right time for starting a business. And I mentioned earlier, like we thought about it for like 6 months before we dove in because we didn't really know where to start. But once you just commit and do one thing towards research or figuring out what you need to be doing, it all starts to fall into place. So I would just say, just start right away and don't be hesitant and don't doubt your idea yourself. And the doors will open, the success will come. It's just a matter of really putting yourself out there and not being shy about what you are doing.
I would say don't compare yourself to anyone around you, including your business partners. It's so easy as women to fall into that trap of comparison and thinking you're not good enough, smart enough, that you're not worthy of the success. So I would just say, don't get caught up in the comparison trap. And you know, you have a great idea or you already have the product, just keep going. Don't look around you, just look ahead.
Agreed. And I would also add to really not get so hung up on the words success and failure, because I really don't think that they exist in starting your own business. If you come up with an idea and have confidence enough to launch something, no matter where you end up, it will be to your advantage, whether you make a profit or you impact people's lives or not. Any part of that project will just give you that much more experience for your next idea, your next role, your next job, your next life moment. So nothing is wasted and it isn't as binary as success and failure, but it's really just about learning and figuring out your strengths and leaning into them, not only as a young woman, but throughout the rest of your life.
That is so powerful. Honestly, a lot of us get caught up with analysis paralysis, and then that prevents you when you start comparing yourself to others from taking action. And I love how you said, what is success? Success to you could mean something completely different to me. And you can't grade yourself or value yourself based on what your ideology of what someone else's success might look like to you.
Okay. Never give up hope. I think that's the most important, most powerful tool of all. And if you can't find it, reach out to someone who can give it, who's been there and can get you there. Take a risk, take it one day at a time, but hope, that's my thing.
I'd give the advice. I don't know if I'd take it, but not to care as much as about what people think about me, not to have that influence over me. Yeah. Cause it, you know, I just always wanted to fit in and be part of something rather than understanding that I could create that for myself and draw people to me. And it took me many years to learn that. It was probably my mid-30s before I was finally getting a clue on that one.
It's really hard to do. I struggle with that myself. And mm-hmm. even from childhood, it's like, where did this first come from? And it's, you know, the feeling of wanting to be accepted. So like you, I have a very big family as well. And so that's your first, to me, that was like my first network, my little community, you know, your yes. family, your cousins and everyone, and you want to be accepted and enlightened there. But I would say more so, it's almost that validation of my dad. He would be like, I'm proud of you. And for some reason mm-hmm. that was like music to my ears. And it's like, oh, you know, and so then seeing how that's impacted me as I've grown and obviously evolved mm-hmm. in life, feeling like to have that need to be like, good job, you know? And it's like, yeah, you don't need yeah. that. Tell that to yourself.
Yeah. And startup, you really don't get good job. So that's why you got to have yeah. some pretty tough skin to do it. And that's probably why a lot of them don't survive, because it does take a toll on you mentally. And if you don't have that self-awareness and that emotional intelligence, it's really hard to handle the grind of a startup.
Don't let people get to you. Even when they tell you you can't do something, prove yourself right and prove them wrong, if that's what it takes to motivate you. But do something. Don't stand still is basically what I want to say.
And the final question of the night that I love to ask is, what message would you like to leave the L Potential community with?
Yes. So you literally, I know that we've seen this in the internet and social media, but literally you are the best project you will ever have. You are the best work that you will ever do. Always work on you. Do you. Make sure your relationship with you is so healthy and so strong, because it's so important.
And she's like, you can do it, Stella. Like, don't give up. Like, I know it's hard, but you got this. And I said, yeah, I think I got this too. So I just kept going. And I feel like through this transition of being an entrepreneur, like, I started listening to a lot of audibles and, you know, reading a lot of books and kind of like trying to push myself. And it's all hard work and kind of grit and not quitting. You can't quit. You know, I feel like I've come so far, like I can't give up now. Stop. You know, so
yeah.
I kept pushing on. I'm like, what if, you know, like, I don't want to have that regret.
I would leave the same message that my farmer left me, which is to travel and explore and see as much of the world and our country, whatever is within your means, the state, going on a drive, meeting different people and maybe different clubs and groups in your community, if that's all you have access to, I would say put yourself out there. Try to find the confidence within yourself somehow to meet new people in a group that's unlike maybe what you surround yourself with at this point in time, because the doors that will open for you and the perspective that you'll gain from that is invaluable. And I think it's so
it might not important. Feel good in the moment, right?
Yeah, no.
You don't always learn the lesson in the moment.
Yeah, right. But I think it accumulates and it just builds on itself.
But I hope if anybody leaves with anything, it's just whether it's a dog or you like painting or whatever it is, like, go out there and just enjoy it and make it the best it can be. Whether you make money from it or you never want to make a dime, just enjoy life.
What if I were to lean into that? What if I was just like, wait, you know what? Today's going to be the day that I take my first step towards that little tiny bird, that little tiny thought in my head to like lean on and just be like, what if like I just lean into that little tiny nudge, and the nudge is so easily missed. So if you blink, you miss it. That's going to be when I made it, when I have 5,000 followers. And now I'm like,
now you're like at a million.
Yeah, it's so crazy. So no, I had no idea. You could have told me this and I would have like been like, yeah, okay.
That's cute.
Yeah, that's cute. Yeah, exactly. But yeah.
I think it's interesting though that you're sharing this, because I feel a lot of people don't take action on these ideas or that inner calling that they have, because imposter syndrome creeps in, where you basically self-sabotage this idea that you have before you even get started. And you think that you have to have it all figured out before you can start. And that's so incorrect and so wrong.
I always look up to these moments because they're always fun. And I think that's what happens when you're passionate about something. Your work isn't work anymore.
Just keep putting yourself out there and keep showing up and keep being vulnerable, because people love that. But I mean, constantly my clients are always telling me, it's just, I love how real you are.
Don't think that because you see someone successful on Instagram means that they're successful in their real life.
Yeah, the numbers don't mean anything.
I hate to tell you that.
The likes and the numbers of followers mean nothing, because I know plenty of people with 300 followers that are killing it, making $200,000-$300,000 a year.
Yeah.
Okay? So
I think that's great advice, because a lot of people look at that as credibility. But really, it's like,
and it's so not.
Brittany has a client, and she is they're the 11th wealthiest family in the United States. Guess what?
She don't have Instagram. She don't have Facebook. She ain't got nothing.
And I get more advice from her than I do from anything that I've seen on social media.
So that's one of our key, like, we say this till we're blue in the face. Do not take advice from anyone you wouldn't switch places with.
And ooh, I like that.
Sometimes that might be your mother.
Yeah.
Who thinks you're doing too much. My mom would be like, oh, when we said we were building a building, she was, oh, I think that's too much. It's going to be too much. And I'm like, and I love my mother and she lived a great life, but like, I'm going to take advice from the billionaire that I do down the street, that owns multiple companies.
Right.
Like that's who I'm laser focused on. So if she tells me, that's what I'm going to do, because her mind frame is like that. So don't take advice from anyone you wouldn't switch places with, because they may not have the same, because like I said in the beginning, not everybody thinks like you. So you got to find people that have the same mindset.
I think that's really powerful. And just from what you shared, the different mentors that you've had in order to get yourself to think at a different level from those in your immediate environment.
But at the end of the day, I would always make it known that I wanted that. I would ask for it. But then if the answer was, you know what, we don't think it's the right time, or we don't have that opportunity, I would say, okay. And I would just believe that I would manifest it and that it would come. But I would always make it known. And then I would think outside the box on solutions. So if I felt there was a gap, I would always make like, maybe I can help here. And then they loved that. So I was proactive with ideas. So it really, that's what sets yourself apart from the average employee. And I was super competitive. I wanted to I care. Yeah.
And I love that you say that, patience with the process, but also seeing the opportunities when they become available and going after them, right?
You can't just wait for people to ask you, like, do you want this position? I would be like, you know, I'm interested. If anything opens up, please think of me. So they would come to me and be like, listen, we're going to have this role opening, or we're adding a new headcount. You know, we would love for you to do. So it's that mutual conversation. Oh, sorry. I do have a fourth one. The fourth one is feedback. If you're not getting it already, ask for it. You need feedback in order to grow and be better. And as hard as it is to hear feedback, it is the key to your success. Some of it was so hard for me to hear when I was younger, and I wish I listened more. But when I heard it, it stuck with me, and I knew that was a gap, and I always looked to improve it, even though I got a little defensive or whatever. Now, overseeing an organization that has 120 people, I encourage feedback all the time. And I tell them, it's not bad. This is good. This is how you grow. It's performance management is not a bad word, two bad words. It's great, because we are having a constant dialogue of how you can grow and where areas of opportunity, what you're celebrating, what you're doing right, and what you should be doing more of. So get the feedback, take it, ask for it if you're not getting it. Nobody loves an employee more than somebody who says, I would love to hear what your thoughts were of how I handled that, or do you have any feedback for me on how I can grow or develop? Like, come on, talk about self-awareness. That's amazing.
I love that. I think it's really powerful yet painful, because it requires you to show up, be vulnerable, put yourself out there and be open to hearing what's being said to you. And then what's even more powerful is taking that information, that feedback, and applying it so you can do better, be better. And a lot of time we know growth happens when you're uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. And in order to know what you have to improve, and you have to get uncomfortable to essentially propel forward.
That's right. In all aspects of life, personal, professional, all of it.
I promise you that life is very unpredictable. You might not know where you're going next. You might think you do, and it will change. But if you work hard, that is the only thing that matters.
All of us really deserve a voice, a choice, and a bank account. It's so fundamental. It's not really just third world needs. I think using your voice is so important in each of our lives. And, you know, when you use your voice, wow, you feel like all the self-development pieces, because making choices, like, you know, Brené Brown talks about, you know, the number one thing that people really ultimately want is freedom and peace. And the ability to make choices allows you to feel that sense of freedom and peace. And lastly, is about a bank account. And it's just, I think for all of us to not judge women when we choose to be luxurious. For me right now, very front of mind that, you know, yes, we all know the value of having a bank account and economic empowerment around the world, shifting women into, you know, a higher economic income bracket, all those things. But I think there's also a mental capacity piece that we find it hard to go embark on a $10,000 retreat. I'm not sure about that investment in myself, blah, 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 blah. That's just one small example, but being luxurious with yourself is rich and beautiful and you only have one life. And so do it.
A lot of times people think about entrepreneurship and they think, okay, I have to be building a $1 billion brand right from day one. And I have to have this huge, big idea and everything worked out. But that's really not what entrepreneurship is. It's a lot of just testing things and seeing what works. And so maybe you have an idea and the first step you can do is just do a customer survey and, you know, create a survey on Google Forms or on SurveyMonkey, send it to a bunch of people and get some initial product feedback. You don't have to work with a research lab to build a really robust prototype right away. You can do some at-home kitchen experiments and try different things to see what works before you go and invest the money. And so I think finding those low cost opportunities to test your idea, see what works, get as much feedback as possible, and getting used to being in that mindset, because that's what's going to happen for your whole entire time you're in entrepreneurship.
And along a similar note, also ask yourself, what's the worst case scenario? And often the answer to that question of what's the worst case scenario of doing this kitchen counter experiment isn't actually so bad. And then it feels that much easier to go forward with. So often our brain tricks us into thinking that the worst outcome is irrationally horrible. But if you can ask yourself that question and really just answer it honestly, most of the time it's not all that bad. And then that gives you the courage to take that first step.
I love that. So feel the fear and face it anyway.
Exactly.
All of those industry leaders started somewhere. They started with one deal. They started with one step. So just keep taking those steps. It's like running a marathon now. It looks really, really hard from the outside when you're looking at a finisher, but all those people did was keep putting one foot in front of the other over and over again. And eventually they finished a marathon. So it's the same thing with real estate investing, just one foot in front of the other over and over again, and you'll get there.
Thank you so much for tuning in to today's episode. If you're enjoying the podcast like I am and love meeting different powerhouse women of all different industries, leave a review, share each episode with your friends. It only helps put us on the map. We know that as women, we propel further faster when we collaborate. And you have this voice inside of you that has been telling you that you're meant for so much more. You know it. I know it. Your time is now. What? Like it's hard?